You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back and we're on with Shira Cassell. She's the CEO of the Children's Bereavement Center. They've got an amazing event coming up, but I don't want to talk about it. I want her to. Welcome to the show, Shira. Am I getting that right, Shira?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. So let's talk a little bit about what the Children's Bereavement Center does, because I think it fills a very important role in our society.
Agreed. So what we do is we offer free grief peer support groups for children, teens, and adults. And we have 10 sites in South Florida. We've got sites in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. And all of our groups, it's not therapy, it's peer support, and it's for anyone who's lost a loved one. We have groups for ages 5 through adulthood, and when families come, they all come at the same time, and everyone goes into their own group according to their age at the same time. We give you a free pizza dinner. And it's just a great way to connect with other people in the community who are grieving.
Well, I see here that you have free weekly grief support groups in Parkland and Coral Springs at the Heron Heights Elementary. Are you serving the community that was affected by Marjorie Stoneham Douglas?
Absolutely. We opened just a few months ago our 10th site up in Parkland, and it serves everyone in Parkland and Coral Springs. And we did this in response to the unfortunate tragedy, the school shooting that happened at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. But anyone is free to can come to those groups. Anyone who's had a loss due to death from that tragedy or any other is welcome to come to those free support groups.
Now, what would happen when somebody goes to one of these support groups? I've got to believe it's very difficult to talk about losing a loved one. I've lost a number of people recently, mm-hmm. from one of my best friends to one of the guys I mentor. They were both unexpected.
Sorry.
Well, that's okay. I'm dealing with a lot, as you well know. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. There's losses that happen besides death. I mean, are there other losses? You know, people that move away, or they have something that happens, or is all centered around passing?
Yeah, so in our groups, we focus specifically on grief. However, when you lose a loved one, there's often a lot of other things that are going on. So in our groups are only for people who have a loss due to death, but we invite everything else in the group, so whatever else is going on in their lives. But we do acknowledge, of course, that there are other kinds of losses. It's just that this is our expertise in these groups, and that, you know, those who are grieving, especially children and young adults, they often have nowhere to turn, and they often don't know others who are going through what they're going through. So finding a supportive community can be extremely helpful.
Wow. So my master's in applied positive psychology. You're coming on the show as much as you want. My gosh. High five to you for that. But let me tell you the real thing you brought to our community that I've taken big time advantage of. And let me tell you, I saw it breakfast today.
Yeah.
I saw Norikawa at breakfast today. You know who that is, right? Of course you do, because you were there founding the Sacred Space with Carla. You keep bringing there's more positive energy to you than almost anybody else I know. My gosh.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, come on. The Sacred Space and Nora hold a special place for us. That's where, my gosh, they provided incredible support for my wife. We had an event for my wife at the Sacred Space. So high five to you for bringing all this beautiful stuff. Now, you also do this in the Overtown community, which they're definitely affected by loss.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be starting a program next January, a grief education program where we're going to offer free grief education for community professionals in Overtown. That's for those who are working with kids and families, you know, in after school programs or in schools, or, you know, in the healthcare system, and just offering them some education in grief, in trauma, in self-care, you know, trauma stewardship, helping themselves, and also, as you mentioned before, positive psychology. You know, and unfortunately, all over South Florida, there's a lot of loss, but we wanted to create a program specific to the needs of the Overtown community. So we'll be working on that and launching it next year.
My gosh, you're like inching your way up into my to becoming one of my top favorite people in town. Keep going. I mean, I'm done having your mom and your dad on. You're the star of the show here. My gosh.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay. So let's talk a little positive psychology. The world out there in general is hurting. They're stressed from every corner, everything that they see, everything that they do. What can they do to calm down and to keep things in perspective, Shira?
Well, I think there's a few things. I think, you know, when there's a lot of chaos going, you need to take time to pause. You need to make sure that you spend quality time with people you love, family and friends, and take some time for yourself, whether that's in nature or finding some quiet time. And I think also compassion goes a long way. I think that it's about getting more connected to others. And, you know, that's actually something that we learn in our grief support groups, you know, that when you're going through really difficult times, you have to learn to build compassion for one another and for yourself and know that things are tough. And, you know, I really think that social support, you know, there's nothing like that. That's the best thing you can do for your well-being.
100%. You know, when I was going through the search for my wife's kidney transplant, I finally made it through. God bless my wife and God bless Betty DeMartini, our donor. I read an article in the Wall Street Journal that talked about resiliency. And they said that people, you know, they said that there's a big misnomer. People, you know, there's the common colloquial thing. People go around and they say, well, you know, the person made it through hard times. They can face it. Well, not really. You made it through once, you may not make it through again. You know you can, you know you did, but you don't know how, maybe. And the most important thing that they said was that you had to have people that believed in you, that were supportive of you, that were compassionate and understood where you were going and then supported you emotionally with gestures, thoughts, and just energy field so that you could get through. And without that, you were never going to make it, no matter how many times you've been through it before.
Of course, you know, your mindset, your mood, they really impact how you get through tough times. And so sometimes when you're feeling, you know, down in the dumps, it's important to have other people to lift you up. And sometimes it's actually important for when you're feeling like things are really difficult to be able to lift others up.
Yes.
You know, that can really empower you and remind you that, you know, you've still got something in you left. Perspective. Another thing that we learn in our groups, a lot of times in our grief groups, what happens is, you know, you're having a really hard day and you see something in someone else and you maybe give them some advice. And then you say, you know what? Look at that. Look at how far I've come, that I've been able to help someone else. And I thought I was really stuck. Or sometimes you just hear something that somebody else says. And it can be, you know, when you're with others, sometimes your solutions come more easily because you can kind of sit back and observe. And that makes you feel more creative.
Well, listen, so this is amazing.
Perspective is important.
This is amazing. Listen, before we go, I want to make sure we get in some information about the event. Please tell us about the event.
Yes. Great. So we are having our annual 5K Zoo Run at Zoo Miami. It's called Steps for Healing. We do it every year. It's going to be Saturday, November 17th. It starts at 8 in the morning and registration begins at 6:30. It's a 5K. It's timed, so if you're a runner, you'll love it. And we actually run through the zoo. If you're a walker, you'll love it too.
Gosh,
no one's forcing you to run. You can bring your whole family. We give out free breakfast. Bernie from the Heat will be there. We'll have activities for the kids, free t-shirts, and then you get to stay at the zoo all day for free. So it's a wonderful family day.
Gosh.
And for us, it's really a way to tell people about our free grief services. Most people learn about them because a friend tells them about it when they're in a time of need. So this is a great way for us to spread awareness about our free grief support group. And so we hope to see everybody on Saturday, November 17th at Zoo Miami.
How do they get information? How do they get information? I talked over you.
No problem. You go to stepsforhealing.org and you can register there. You can also call our office, 888-988-5555. 5438, and that's the Children's Bereavement Center, and the event is called Steps for Healing.
One more time, Shira. People, get your pencils out. This is a great event. You're going to want to go to the to the zoo for free. It's a great way to start the holiday season. Let's not forget that's the weekend before the Thanksgiving break, so a lot of kids will be getting prepared to get out of school. So it's going to be a great time for everybody at the zoo. Shira, you're on. Go.
All right. So that's Saturday, November 17th at Zoo Miami. The race begins at 8 a.m., registration at 6:30. To find out more information, you can go to stepsforhealing.org. And this is a great way. It's going to run for a great cause. This is how we keep our grief support groups free for the whole community, for kids and families and adults who need it most. And you can also call our office, 888-988-5438.
Sure, you're tremendous. We have to get together at the plant restaurant there at the Sacred Space.
Let's do it, too.
Oh, you, me, my wife, Carla. Oh, we're going to bring Wanda, everybody. We're going to just have a positive energy love fest.
Oh, I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Oh,
thanks so much for having me, Dan.
Oh, it's my pleasure. What great positive energy. Applied positive psychology. That's a degree everybody should get.